The 16th day of the blessed month of Hathor, the beginning of the Feast of the Nativity in our Coptic Orthodox Church. Today marks the beginning of the Fest of the Nativity, also called the Advent, in our Coptic Orthodox Church, which is concluded by the Feast of the Nativity of our good Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. The duration of this fast was 40 days. However, 3 days were added to commemorate the 3 days that were fasted by the clergy and the Coptic people before the miraculous moving of the Mokattam Mountain. That was during the papacy of Abraham ibn Zarah in the 10th century, and so the fast became 43 days. We implore our Lord, who fulfilled our salvation by emptying himself according to the economy, to redeem the human race. We also ask him to help us do what is pleasing to him during this holy fast and through all the days of our lives. We ask him also to accept our fasts and our prayers. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen. On this day, we also observe the consecration of the Church of St. Abu Nofer, the Anchorite, which was in El Zahir, Cairo. St. Abu Nofer lived in the inner wilderness for 60 years, during which he did not see the face of another human. He reached a high spiritual rank of an Anchorite. He lived in the wilderness beside a palm tree and a spring of water. The palm tree yielded 12 clusters of dates a year. One of them was enough food for a month. Near the end of his life, St. Paphnutius, the ascetic, visited Nofer and wrote for us the biography of St. Nofer for the spiritual benefit of all generations. When St. Abu Nofer departed, St. Paphnutius shrouded and buried him in his cave, and churches were built after the name of St. Abu Nofer. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the commemoration of the martyrdom of St. Justus, the bishop, by the hands of Maximus, the prince. Maximus had ordered that Justus be tortured severely for the sake of the Christian faith, and finally, Justus received the crown of martyrdom. May the prayers of St. Justus be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 974 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Mina II, the 61st Patriarch of the See of St. Mark, departed. He was born and raised in a village called Sandala to Christian parents. When he grew, they forced him to get married against his will. Even so, he agreed with his wife to live a celibate life. And then he took her permission and went to the wilderness of Shahit, where he became a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius and lived a virtuous life. After the departure of Pope Theophanes, the 60th Patriarch, the bishops and the people agreed on choosing Father Mina for the Patriarchate. He was consecrated on the 11th of Kiak in the year 956 AD. Some of the people opposed him under the pretense that he was married. However, when they realized that he did not know his wife as married people, they changed their view and considered him worthy of his rank and obeyed him. This saint faced many tribulations, which he endured with patience, fasting, and prayers, and he departed in peace after being on the patriarchal throne for about 18 years. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Nilus of Sinai departed. This saint was born about the middle of the 4th century to a wealthy Christian family. He grew adorned with many spiritual virtues. He also excelled in literature and science, which made Emperor Theodosius the Great to advance him to the highest ranks in the empire. And then he was married and had a son and a daughter, but he desired the monastic life. He renounced all the pleasures of this world, so he had an agreement with his wife. He left the city of Constantinople and went to the monastery of Mount Sinai along with his son, Theodulos. There they lived a life of solitude and asceticism. His wife, however, and his daughter lived in one of the convents. Saint Nihilus persevered in struggling and striving against the devils. He vanquished them with the might of God, and he gained an extensive experience in the spiritual warfare. He wrote letters of comfort and encouragement to some monks, telling them, "You should not be frightened from the warfare of the evil spirits, not even if they appear in the form of serpents, scorpions, or wild beasts. These things we have faced many times, and it is nothing as long as you arm yourselves with the spiritual armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Saint Nihilus also had many other monastic sayings. When the barbarians invaded the monastery around the year 430 AD, they took his son Theodulos as captive, and they sold him as a slave in Palestine. Saint Nihilus was grieved, left the wilderness searching for his son, and at last he found him and brought him back to the monastery. Saint Nihilus persevered in worship and asceticism until he became advanced in age. He departed in peace in a good old age. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.